I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Not the evil empire.
That's right. Are the Eagles the evil empire now? Or is this Goodell?
Not yet.
No. I feel like Goodell is the evil empire.
Yes. Well, they got a little ways to go. They win another Super Bowl, they'll be evil.
Well, here's the problem. They're sort of treat us like we need to be, you know, knocked down a peg. We know the whole tush-push thing, which was clearly just the NFL out to get the Eagles. That was obvious last week. But how about this one? Hugh, the NFL is considering a change to the salary cap, which would really limit and change what the Eagles do. Let's hear Elliot Shore Parks. He was on this morning with the morning show trying to explain how the NFL is considering changing, I don't know if you're called a loophole or just a way the Eagles manipulate the cap, that if they do this, it will change the way the Eagles have to do their contracts and their cap. Here's Elliot this morning.
Yeah, so basically what it seems like the NFL wants to do is fix the salary cap so that teams can't like use loopholes to manipulate it, essentially. Now, we all know from talking about the Eagles and covering the Eagles the past few years, the Eagles are awesome at working the salary cap. And the best way to explain it would be this. If you took their top 10 players on the roster in terms of average value, like average contract value, it should be over $200 million. I think it's $215 million per year on the salary cap. But because of how the Eagles structure their contracts, it's just over $100 million. So simplistically, just look at it, they have $100 million less in salary cap hits than they should based off the average value of the contract. Now, the reason that's a big advantage for the Eagles specifically is because they have an owner in Jeffrey Lurie that pays a lot of cash and allows that to happen. So the reason the NFL is going after this is because the poor teams, or the teams that are not willing to spend cash, they're essentially being put at a competitive disadvantage because they're not getting these like long contracts.
And I think of a team like the Bengals. The Bengals always seem to cry poor because their owner won't do this. So the Eagles have an advantage where they have a smart front office and they have an owner willing to spend, and it's working. Let's hear one more from Elliot on how this whole thing could impact everything if it does change.
Yeah, like, and the other way is, you know, we hear so much about dummy years, right? Yeah. The Eagles put dummy years on contracts where it's a 5-year deal, but really in the system, it's an 8-year deal. Those 3 years never happen at the end, but it helps them stretch the cap out. Not all teams do that. Like, very few teams, actually. And the Eagles were one of the first, if not the first team to do it. So them taking this away is really taking away something the Eagles thought of on their own and are able to do because of Jeffrey Lurie. So no, not all teams do this. It would definitely hurt the Eagles more than other teams.
Let me give you an example. We know they do this with all their contracts, but here's the level of how the Eagles do this. You know there's 4 dummy years on Josh Uche's 1-year contract? So he has a 1-year contract, Josh Uche, who might not even make the team. It's a 1-year, $1.9 million deal. But if you look at his contract, it is set up to where they spread that cap head out over 5 years. They're all void years. He won't be here under the contract he's on right now. Mm-hmm. But they just spread that money out, and it gives them an advantage. And Hugh, it feels like the league, and Elliot's saying it's trying to help out the poorer teams. But this feels like another thing the Eagles have figured out. They've maneuvered it over the years. Howie's good at it. Jeff spends the money, and it helps them. This will change the way they build their team if it goes into effect.
Yeah, it will. But by that time, the damage has already been done. You know, hopefully couple more Super Bowls in.
Yeah, but I want to win forever.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of tough.
Well,
I
mean,
the Dallas Cowboys about that.
Right, but the Eagles have been doing it for 20 years.
But I think that the Eagles have been relevant for that time, and I think they've done a good job of that. They've always been one of those teams that's been on the cusp. They've always been in the conversation when you talk about playoff teams. To me, that's just as important, to be relevant.
Sure.
Because, you know, when you talk about being kind of irrelevant right now, is the Patriots. They had a nice run, and they're starting to get off into that irrelevancy thing a little bit. So you want to try to be as consistent as you possibly can and be one of those teams that has a shot every year. Howie's done a tremendous job of making sure the Eagles are exactly that.
Yeah, I don't love that they're trying to take this away. I mean, it feels like they're taking away the fact that the Eagles were smart enough to find a loophole and they had an owner willing to spend money so that GM can make it work. It seems like we're just taking the Eagles down a peg. Like, we're penalizing the teams with smarts and good owners helping the dumb teams.
Look at it like this. Howie has the luxury of being here for as long as he's been here. Because Howie's been, what, 20-plus, 30 years?
Yeah, but 20-plus.
Well, in the role that he's been, but he's been in this organization.
Yeah, I think 20-plus.
Yeah, something like 2000-ish, yeah. And he has learned the ins and outs of how to do this business. He's seen the trial and errors of others, and he's become a better GM for it. I think that's Howie's biggest flex that he has, is that he's been in one place for as long as he has been. And I don't foresee him going to any other team and being a GM anywhere else the way that he has it on lockdown here.
Well, I would hope he's here forever. But the idea that they take this away, it would hurt. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Like, doesn't mean
well,
they're going to
be... he would figure out another way.
He would be able to keep less good players.
Yeah, but you can't tell me. I think there has to be something else to the way he does this, that he's the only one that can do it this way.
I think it's a combination, because as Elliot was saying there, you need the owner to pay the money up front, and then you just spread the money out over lots and lots of years.
Yeah, so you got to be in. I think this is a great symbiotic relationship that he has with Mr. Lurie to make it happen the way that it's happening.
But if they take this away, you can't do the contracts like that anymore. It just would Elliot Spreader said it, like, they have $200 million worth of players and they only count for $100 million on the cap. If they change this, they would count for closer to $200 million on the cap. It make it harder to keep the rosters as talented as he has.
It's a parity move.
It is.
Which I think, but the NFL's done that really, really well. Like, the NFL, I think, is the league with the most,
and that's what they want,
amount of parity. Yeah. And it's part of the reason why they're as popular as they are. I'm kind of with those who say, I'm fine with it. I'm not doing the woe is me Eagles thing again. But the Eagles got to figure it out. Like, we don't throw a pity party for the Cowboys when they implemented the salary cap.
No, and that's an interesting parallel, because the Cowboys with Jerry Jones were the dominant team of the league until the salary cap came in, and they haven't been as good since.
And it feels like, I don't know, because we can think about this from the Eagles' perspective, but would this ultimately help maybe a team like the Bengals be able to keep Trey Hendrickson?
It would. It would. Something,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So in that sense, I don't mind it. I don't think.
It reminds me a little bit of what the Dodgers do. What the Dodgers are doing with the... Were you all right over there?
No, I'm just saying he's still debating. He's still workshopping whether he don't mind it or not. That's all I thought.
That's okay. He's trying to work through it. Yeah. Well, I think the debate in your head is it good for the NFL but bad for the Eagles?
Yeah. Well, and I think...
For me...
I'm trying not to do the whole, like, Homer,
okay,
if it hurts the Eagles but helps everybody else, then I can't cry about that.
Should we ban deferred money in baseball? That's what the Dodgers do. The Eagles kind of do deferred money. Sure. They just do it with a salary cap.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that.
Well, I know I wouldn't mind the Phillies doing it, but currently the Dodgers are the only...
It does annoy me that the Dodgers stockpile and load up the way that they do.
Yeah, so, and they defer the money. The Eagles kind of do what the Dodgers do. They just put it in the guise of a salary cap. So we're like, oh, yeah, Josh Uche. I mean, Josh Uche has four dummy years on a one-year deal.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. Pushing money down the line.
I just wanted to bring up Trey Hendrickson so I could.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Oh, that's why you did that. Thank you.
I think we should.
Humbling.
We should work a Trey Hendrickson conversation in once a week. One segment a week until he gets signed or traded. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Not happy where he is.
Do you like Trey?
Trey's he's a good player.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
It is what it is.
Could you imagine if he's here? We could play it after every game. Before every game.
How much I like him?
Yeah, like on the pregame show, we asked you who's the player to count on today.
It's a Hugh player to count on.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
I like how this has devolved into, you know.
Yeah, we're all thrilled.
It's 1 o'clock.
It's about I'm about to say it's about that time.
All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, a couple polls out there today on our topics. Number one, does Rob Thompson deserve more credit? 58% today are voting the right way, and that is yes. Topper deserves more credit for how the Phillies have played this year than we've given him. No at 42%. Hugh Douglas over here refusing to give Topper anything more than a nice golf clap, pat on the back. Good job. Best record in baseball without a bullpen. No big deal.
No, I'm just saying he's doing his job. He's doing a good job of doing your job.
But isn't there a level of you go above what you expected and that means you get extra credit for it?
Well, he's not there yet.
I think he is.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I didn't hear many people saying 34-20, best record in baseball.
But we've been here with the best record in baseball around this time of the year.
Last year.
So, yeah, that to me, you're doing what you've done in the past. Like, if this was last year and he was here, I'd be like, oh, that's pretty impressive.
But this is more impressive than that.
Well, to me, it's not. Because this is what the organization believed in when they didn't give you anybody. So you've risen to their expectations, in my opinion.
That's true. But they also have a worse version of JT, a worse version of Bohm. Mm-hmm. They have a worse bullpen. And they're still winning games at a really high clip.
And he's found a way to get them to turn the corner a little bit.
Yeah, but that to me, that's where the credit goes. Because I think the team in a lot of ways is worse.
That's more of a sense of urgency to me, though. That's not asking you to do something that you haven't done before, in my opinion.
Let me put it this way. Like, you're right. It's similar to last year in a lot of ways. I think a lot of people feel that way. But, like, imagine going shopping and getting ingredients, right? And then you make a meal, and it's pretty good. And then you make a similar meal the next time. But the ingredients are all older. We got some wilted produce here. I mean, the catcher's wilting.
Yeah, that's and you still have to figure out how to fluff that lettuce and make it work.
And the meal tastes pretty good now.
He's done his job. That's what good chefs do.
Yeah, he bought that.
He's the guy, like, when what's his name, Gordon Ramsay walks in and he say, well, you got a half a pound of ground beef and some rice, and I need a meal.
Chopped.
Yeah, there you go.
I haven't watched that one in a while. All right, also, was last season's Eagles team a top five team of all time? At least some sanity is returning to the poll here. This was moved down to 77% yes, 23% no. Guys, I don't see it. I mean, this was a great team last year. They're the best team in Eagles history. But goodness gracious, top five team of all time? That's a very, very high bar.
I'm stunned. Even for Twitter Homer standards, that's pretty wild.
Like, yeah, I thought 50-50 at best.
Prisoners at a moment, man.
Well, because you know what we usually get in trouble for is when we go too far.
Yes.
With stuff like that. And they're going way further.
It's remarkable. Like, I think, again, like I said it earlier, if he had said top 10 team ever, top 15, like put them up there with some of the greatest teams ever, I think you could say, wow, you know, and we pointed out earlier, since from September on, they only lost one game, right? They were dominant for months at a time. They won the Super Bowl by a million points over a great quarterback. There's a lot of reasons to say they're great, but top five ever.
Yeah, that's a lot.
There's a lot of great teams. They've been playing the Super Bowl era for 59 years. That's a lot of great teams. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Matt. So, as far as Topper, and I'm going to make this quick because I really want to talk about the Eagles. It's 55 games into the year. Like you said, like, all right, we give him some props, but, like, how much do you want? It's 55 games. And this is why I say people are so soft on the Phillies. Like, 55 games. What do you want him to get, a 55 game of the year award?
No, yes, man, actually, yes. You know what? We're going to make that award today, and we're going to award it to him tonight.
Well, if they had one, he might get it.
Manager of the year at the 55-game mark, Rob Thompson, 2025.
And guess what? They'll never have one. That's why they don't have one. So he's doing a good job, man. But at the end of the year, in 5 years, will you look back if we lost in the first round of the playoffs and be like, well, he had that heck of a 55-game run? No. So he was right, man. Look, give him a little bit of props. You know, rub him on the head, pat him on the butt. You're doing all right. That's it.
Well, that's what I tried to do today, but then Hugh was so negative about him that I had to go over the top.
I wasn't being negative.
He's the biggest hater on these airwaves.
He, He wasn't too negative.
Total hater.
He's like, he's okay. He's doing a good job. Y'all want him to get like manager of the year right now. And he was like, absolutely not. 55 games in.
All right. What do you got on the Eagles?
So I believe, now I disagree with you. I think that Saquon, not just talking about himself, because you can look and say that we had some dominant things on the team. Now, he was the running back of the running game, but the running game was dominant. The defense was number one. They were dominant. I posed this question before to y'all. If we won that last game against Washington, are we looked at differently because of the winning streak that we would have had overall? You know, and we were looking like we were going to crush them the same way in that last game that we did in the conference championship. It's just Dylan got hurt. So do we look different? You know, is the season looked at differently if we win that game and the run is crazy?
I think we do.
I think that's interesting because when I was kind of making my list, I was looking at some of the greatest teams, and one of them that's pretty similar, I think the 2003 or 4 Patriots, one of those two, they started off 2-2 and they didn't lose again the rest of the season. So that's part of their story. And you're right, it would be the same thing here if not for that, you know, the game Jalen got knocked out of.
So it's 5 spots. So I think most people are in agreement with watch football. You got to put a 49ers team with Montana or Young in there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put a Steelers team from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas teams are debatable. Maybe you could put one of them.
I think one of the early 90s Dallas teams probably belongs on the list.
So that's 3 spots already. But the thing is, people look at them not just for the season that they have, but because they saw the players' careers. And they know how many Hall of Famers and all pros played on that team. So to say if we're wherever spot we are, not yet. Wait till these guys retire. Because what if Jalen Carter goes to the Hall of Fame? What if Cooper DeJean, Quentin Mitchell, you mean Zach Bond is borderline Hall of Famer or a Hall of Famer on this team? The offense already got crazy stats. So then when these guys retire, who knows? We might be a top 5 because then we might go on a run.
You're right, Jay. Because when I was looking through it, all these teams seem to have between 4 and 6 like Hall of Famers, right? All-timers. And right now with the Eagles, like this team right now, Lane is probably the only one that you kind of like write in stone is going to be there. Saquon has got on his way, but like, you know, the younger guys got a lot more to do. Even AJ has more to do. So you're right. 5 years from now, we may say, hey, they had 7 Hall of Famers on that team.
Exactly. And last thing, just do y'all think that our season looks completely different? Like I said, if we win that last Washington game.
I think so. Yeah, Jay, I think so. Good phone call. No, it's a good point. If they had won that Washington game, Hugh, that would have meant they wouldn't have lost a game from October through the end of the season.
Mm.
That would have changed. That would have changed the way, I think it changed the way we talk about them.
Yeah, it would have. Definitely would have.
All right, where do we come down on this? Because I know Kyle gave me a little pushback before. Where do you come down? Like Jay was throwing out teams, right? The 70 Steelers, 85 Bears, 90s Cowboys. Pick a Niners team you want, 89, 94. What do we do with the 07 Patriots? I think they belong on the list.
No.
You're talking about undefeated 07 Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't lose to Eli.
They were undefeated.
I don't care.
Eli, in a 16-game season.
They weren't undefeated, though.
Well, in a 16-game season.
Mm-hmm.
They lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They've won their first 18 football games.
They lost to Eli.
It's the most dominant football team I've ever seen.
I think we could take
pretty.
Them.
Yeah, and it was crazy the way they lost.
I think we could take them.
Because they were the Giants were underdogs that whole season.
Well, yeah,
in that whole playoff.
Yeah, it was a 10-win team.
And we wouldn't have lost to the Giants this year.
Well, I agree with that.
Not Eli and the Giants.
Would we have beat the Patriots?
Yeah.
I don't think so. That Patriots team was winning games by like 40 points in the regular season, doing stuff that just doesn't happen in the NFL. I would put them on my list of the greatest teams.
Tomato cans.
Tomato can.
They did play in a tomato can division.
Tomato
which
can
we
division.
We also did.
You talking about the Patriots that year?
Yeah, but we did have a team in our division go to the NFC Championship game.
That is true. I mean, the Patriots couldn't have played tomato cans for 18 weeks.
They might have. I don't know. But by Hugh's standard.
Well, look at the division.
It depends who's scale.
Look at the run they were on.
You guys are being wild.
They were beating up. They were beating up the Jets twice a year. They're beating
Jets
up Miami.
Jets were pretty decent.
They were beating up Miami. The Jets were, what, where Mark Sanchez was there?
No, it was before Sanchez.
You're talking about when Pennington. Pennington was
so,
pretty decent. Yeah. And then they beat up on Indianapolis when they were in the division for a little while. They got them out. Who was in the division? Was it Miami? Buffalo? But they were beating up on Buffalo a little bit, too.
Man,
589 points scored, 36.8 points per game. First in offense, fourth in defense. Let me just read you some of the scores of this team. Okay, just for a second.
Tomato cans.
These are the scores they won by in 2007. 38-14, 38-14, 38-7, 34-13, 34-17, 48-27, 49-28, 52-7. They didn't have a game within a touchdown until November 4th. It's the most dominant team I've ever seen. I know they lost the Super Bowl, so I don't know.
Number four defense in the league.
No, they scored 37 points a game. 37
against tomato cans.
Okay,
I'm just kidding.
All right, let's go.
I don't know that to be a fact.
I'm sure there were some. Let's go to Mark at Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Mark, what's up?
I kind of tend to agree with Hugh on this a little bit about Rob Thompson,
okay.
Joe. We just got to pump the brakes, man. I mean, this team that has one of the highest payrolls in baseball. And that's a fact,
mm-hmm.
Okay? They have one of the highest payrolls in baseball. They're in first place. I'm happy about it. They've won 9 out of 10. But we have to pump the brakes. Look at the three teams they just played.
Terrible.
That's awful. That Rockies team could be the worst baseball team I've ever seen in my life.
I agree.
They were throwing that ball all over the field. The A's, I can't name maybe more than two guys on that team. The Pirates? One guy. I mean, just pump the brakes. Let's see what they do, man. Let's see what they do in the playoffs if they make the playoffs. That's not a lock.
I agree with you. It's not a lock. And I felt that before the season. Look, Mark, I'm not saying that everything's fine here. I'm just saying, considering what Topper has, I think he's doing a really good job this season. They're not getting a lot of production out of the bullpen stinks. We know that. They're not getting much out of third base. They're not going to mention out of left field, out of center field, out of catcher. And they're winning two out of every three games.
Well, third base, Bohm has had a good month.
Better. But overall for the season, not great. But he's better in May.
I'm going to tell you where the credit needs to go, especially in this turnaround this month of May. Trey Turner. Trey Turner has, he gets beat up. He gets beat up a lot. He has really played well.
It's the best we've seen him here, and I think by a lot. I know he had hot stretches, but he has quality at bats most every time now.
He's hitting the ball all over the field.
Yep.
He is more patient. He's not getting any credit, Joe. I mean, you're not showing him any love.
I just did. I did,
see, instead of coming out with Rob Thompson deserves credit, Trey Turner deserves credit.
Well, but Trey was paid $300 million to be this player.
I get it. But he's producing. He is producing. He's getting on base.
Yep.
He's stealing bases. The defense, at times is a little rocky, but it's been decent.
It is.
I mean, he has been a major reason that they have gotten out and have taken over.
I agree.
But again, the competition has been dreadful.
And that will change now. I mean, it's just changing. So they don't have the Rockies anymore. They're done with teams like the A's. Mark, we appreciate the phone call. I feel like I've been... Maybe I haven't been over the top on Trey, but I think I've been fair. I liked his at-bats the entire season.
Yeah, you were a little tough on him early on, but you come around.
Well, his defense.
We'll get to you and Trey in short order.
That's fine. Well, hold on. But it's chicken or the egg thing.
That's right. Well,
would Trey have just woke up and magically start hitting the ball the other way and taking pitches and not swinging a pitch 3 feet outside unless Topper talked to him? I don't know. I mean, all I know is he looks like a different hitter, and Rob Thompson said I asked him to be a different hitter.
Yeah.
So I give the credit to Topper for putting the idea in his head.
The short answer and the hedge answer is both of them should get credit for that.
Yeah. Well, Trey had to execute it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the crux of today is that we're sort of leaving Topper out of the credit cornucopia, I think.
It's because of people like Hugh Douglas. I mean, that's...
What? I'm not leaving him out, but it's I mean, he gets credit, but he's getting credit for what you need to be doing. That's what
the
manager
does.
Have
you heard anyone give him credit before me at 10 o'clock? For a month and a half. I haven't heard anyone talk about him. It's like he's invisible.
I mean, he gets props.
No,
he did a good job so far. But he's like I said, he's been here before, though, Joe.
Well, like,
I mean,
I think he deserves to be a part of the conversation right now.
Yes. They have the best record in baseball with a flawed team. That, to me, is there. Let's give the manager some credit for what he's done. You want to give Trey credit, too? We take that. Not Trey's played well. Harper's gotten hot. Schwarber's been their best hitter all season. Their rotation is awesome. We know those things. But the bullpen stinks around here. They almost lost two games to the A's strictly because the bullpen can't pitch. They got through Colorado because that team's just so bad. It didn't matter who's in the bullpen. They could just win those games. But the manager's found a way to navigate a bullpen that hasn't been very good. He's pushed the starters. He's pushed the buttons right. I like how Topper's managed it. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll check in with Hugh Peeple coming up, and I think they were after someone around here today.
Hugh challenged them.
Let them come.
Did you challenge Hugh
Peeple?
Yeah,
man, forget those folks, man. Talking about me. I ain't worried about you people.
All right.
This is one of the biggest budding rivalries on our show is Hugh versus Hugh Peeple.
Yeah, and I think Hugh Peeple are going to win.
I mean, they do. They got more.
Yeah, it's like the one man versus.
But I get the last word.
Versus 100
yeah, but
men.
I always
That's
get
true,
the last word.
Yep.
You do. True. But the chat keeps going when they we sign off.
Also
rent
true.
Free. Rent free. Mm-hmm. Rent free.
I can't wait to see how they cook you. All right, phone calls on this. The Eagles, are they really a top five team of all time? And we'll have to get to a couple Hugh Douglas W's this weekend. Wins? Plus an L
it's
for
about
me.
Time he gets one today.
Okay, so Hugh finally gets a win. I'm taking an L coming up on the other side. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Is this song for Topper or the 2024 Eagles?
For you.
Oh.
What'd I do?
Well, you actually, you're taking L's, I think, in the YouTube chat today, but you did
get. That's every day.
Well,
though.
You did get a couple wins this weekend.
I got a W.
Yeah, a couple W's for Hugh Douglas this week. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. All right. A couple wins for Hugh this weekend, including, well, listen to this. Paul George on his podcast telling a story about the parade and what he heard from Eagles fans when they won the Super Bowl.
As soon as I roll the window down. They like this. Yo, that's Paul George. Yo, that is Paul George. Said, yo, we could have kept Tobias. We could have kept Tobias. You gonna do this? Shout out TB. It ain't no joke at TB. It was funny, but it was like some shit you take to the heart. Like, you're right. Facts. I got you.
Well, it was reality because the
gotta love Philadelphia.
The Sixers could have kept Tobias for the money and not had crappy year from Paul George. But did you happen to see Hugh Tobias Harris's response to that?
Because
he basically like he threw cold water on Tobias. Like
no, he did.
It's a joke that we paid you just, over him.
Yeah, I didn't see what he said, though.
Well, Tobias just he chimed in with a picture of him smoking a cigar and said after the parade, 4-27, which was the Sixers' record after the after the parade.
Yeah.
So that's a win for your guy, Tobias Harris. Well,
congratulations, Tobias Harris.
Tobias was like, with confidence, said, you know, Phillies fans would trade somebody for a crumble cookie.
Well, I would have traded him for a crumble cookie.
Yeah, and then he went to the playoffs.
Well, but the Pistons did with him.
He was a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Small.
Like how we like to play semantics.
Well, he wasn't the biggest reason they went to the playoffs.
We do like to play facts as well. Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
Some could argue that his leadership helped.
Stop. Helped, sure. But they didn't go to the playoffs because of him.
Could even say that with a straight face.
All I'm saying is, some could argue that his leadership helped foster in an era of going to the playoffs.
And by some, you mean Hugh Douglas.
No, I'm just saying, listen, Tobias Harris is a unicorn.
Excuse me.
See, this is where you go too far.
See, I'm not. But I'm
get him, you people. This is your victory crush him.
But I'm stating facts, though.
No, that's not a fact.
Why isn't it? Tobias Harris, in his career, has made the equivalent amount of money that someone would make if they were like a perennial all-star player.
He's not a unicorn. He's a bank robber. He stole money from the Sixers for years.
You said you want to use bank robber. I want to use unicorn.
Yep, that's the semantics.
We're basically saying the same thing.
Yep.
It just like when Saquon Barkley says they're a top five team, it just all depends on how you look at it. It's a sound argument. Now, all depends on what points that you want to use when you make this argument. That's all that matters.
You know, I was going to let you have the win on this, but now you're getting
taking
us all
it
mad.
Too far.
Yep. You took him too far. Just take the win and move on. Okay. You're a Tobias guy. Yesterday.
I'm not.
You all are.
I am not.
Oh, my gosh.
I am not.
Was it around this time last year that I was out for a day and you like went on your pulpit
for
4 hours
I just,
saying how much you appreciate the guy?
No, you appreciate the way that he handled his business.
No, he wanted us to have a WIP Tobias Harris Appreciation Day.
Yeah, no.
Is that what I wanted?
Sounds like it.
Somebody photoshopped the picture of Tobias with the cigar as and being a clown, which I thought was great.
That's good.
But, like, if we're being honest, the W for Tobias is not when the Sixers went 4-whatever after the parade. Tobias' biggest W was getting the hell out of here.
Yes. Oh, he escaped right on time. And people like Hugh can now use the parallel of they went to the playoffs with
under
him.
Under his leadership.
And without him, they didn't. So,
no,
all right.
Saying,
so,
under
a win for Hugh.
I'm just saying. Spin.
I mean, it's just, I'm saying, he got there. They went to the playoffs. That's
under
all I'm saying.
Under his leadership.
Yeah. Well.
That was pretty good.
All right. Well, you have the win for that. All right. One more win for Hugh Douglas. Some interesting characters apparently showed up during a Mets game. Let's listen to this. I think it's a character Hugh might know soon.
Yeah. Oh. Is that a convention?
There's a lot of stuff going on here other than a quality baseball game.
Seems a little warm for,
furries.
Those were furries at the Mets-White Sox game yesterday.
Wait a minute, let me see if they had the furry convention in, did they have it in New York last night?
You know what, I didn't check it out. I didn't look it up.
It's called FurCon.
FurCon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You get your tickets for August yet for Philadelphia?
Oh, no, I plan on. Listen, I have some people that are going to hang out with me when I go and slather Vaseline
on me.
We're going to sit back. We've already figured out our, we figured it out. We're going to go. Yeah, we're going to go and have fun. I'm looking at the dates for FurryCon.
Okay.
Because we're in May, right? This May?
It is late May, yes.
Okay.
It's May 27 today.
May. You know, it was one in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Well, that might be where they went.
That might have been the one.
There you go. You missed that one.
Yeah, I missed that one. And they got a couple of them coming up. They got one in Georgia. Well, they missed that one. Missed that one. They got a couple coming up. They got one this weekend.
I have a set new segment idea.
I'm happy for you, man.
Hugh Douglas setting his calendar.
But that was in Canada. It was in Canada.
Yeah, that's.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That'll be tough.
It is a win for you that they're making it onto Major League broadcast. It shows this thing's a little bit bigger than we maybe thought it was.
This one this weekend is called Confuzzled 2025.
Oh, God. Just dump whatever he's saying.
It's in the Birmingham, UK.
I thought that was Alabama.
Awesome.
No, it's in Alabama. No, it's in the UK.
Okay.
I got one coming up in Houston in June.
And I won't be attending
any.
I'm
trying to look for the one. But the one in Philly, though? We're definitely going to that one. Okay. Looking at the schedule.
Here come the phone calls. All right. So you
furry call.
That's why we do this at the end of the show.
Yeah. He did it at the beginning once, and you were fielding phone calls for 20 minutes.
That was a disaster.
No, because I have some people that I met the night we had our little get together. We had a little party.
Maybe don't do names.
I'm not gonna do no names. Oh yeah, I talked to Andrew. He you know, he was
forgot.
Yeah, I forgot. I talked to Andrew. I told him.
Did you apologize?
Not really.
What do you mean?
I didn't apologize. I just said, hey man, I messed up and said something on the air.
But that's
I cleaned it up.
But that's an apology.
No, it wasn't an apology. It was just like I told him what happened.
You said something about someone that works here that we had to dump.
Well, I told him we had to dump it. I told him how it happened.
Okay.
We don't have to relive that.
Oh, we were gonna anyway. Somebody on the YouTube.
I told him I didn't apologize, but I said, hey, man, I mentioned your name.
You probably should have. That would.
Yeah, that seems like a really easy apology.
You were a germaphobe, but I said it wrong.
Yep.
Yeah.
I said you were a phobe, but the wrong kind. So he was like, hey, it was cool.
Like, it's one of those things where you don't need to apologize. You should. And he'd accept it easily.
Even if he was okay and thought it was funny and knew that you slipped up, that's probably one where you go, hey, man.
My bad. I'm sorry.
No, he all right. No, he knows what he isn't, and I made a mistake.
But you told everyone listening he was that.
Well, I made a mistake.
I'm sorry.
But he's not that.
You know, I'm sorry after I made a mistake is so easy. All right. We have one more thing here from someone here who keeps making mistakes. So a couple wins for Hugh, an L for me, because where I sit in the chair in the area that the camera sits for their show in the morning, And we found out last week, because we were talking about Buzz and maybe some others around here walking around barefoot at certain times of the day, which is just ridiculous. Wear your shoes at work.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found out that the camera sometimes, in the exact spot that I am, goes fully barefoot. And apparently that was happening again today. Let's hear this.
I think I know the most unique song of all time, and I too will not say it. Although, end of the show, I may. I'll just...
There is something unique about you.
Many, many things.
You're walking around without shoes on, Joe.
For 7 seconds. There's no...
It's 0 seconds gross.
Should be the amount
no
of time.
There's no suits
you...
here yet. There's no corporate here yet. It's 7 a.m.
You're
disgusting.
Professional.
Hey, I'm with you guys. You guys are family. Hey, come on. I'm not supposed to say it on the radio and make me, you know, like that guy.
Well, now he is that guy. Again, so we have photo evidence and audio evidence that the camera stands here without any shoes on.
That's kind of nasty.
It is totally nasty.
I mean, but why, my question is this. Is it no shoes with socks or no shoes and your bare feet?
Bare feet.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Devin sent us a picture of the bare feet.
It's bare feet.
Yeah, that's nasty. Because I don't wear socks, right?
But your shoes on.
But that's what I was about to say.
You've got
to
have one of the layers on.
Damn if I put my feet on this carpet.
And that's for you. How about for everybody else?
That's nasty. He nasty. But is anybody surprised that he's that nasty?
No, but I'm right here where he was.
Same dude that went in and blew somebody's bathroom up and tried to blame it on somebody else.
On a kid.
A little girl,
Man, you try to, I mean, that's that guy.
Fred Barnett's bathroom.
Yeah, that's that guy. So, I mean, why are you surprised?
Well, I'm not surprised.
Why are you surprised that Joe the camera's different? And he shows you that he's different every day.
No, if you said
y'all
to me,
just don't want to see it.
No, I know, but if you said to me someone did this, who was it? I would have guessed Joe. It doesn't mean I have to be happy standing where his bare feet were. I'm not happy about it.
You remember back when I used to give these hypothetical situations?
Uh-oh.
And I'm not going to give the one that I gave, but y'all recall when we used to have these, and I said, if I said so-and-so did what, who was the first person?
Joe.
That you would come there. So, does it surprise you?
No, but doesn't mean I have to be happy about it. I don't have to accept this.
And you know what the funniest part about that was? About all of this, when you talk about cats that walk around here with no shoes on or whatever. When Buzz tried to come in the other day.
Oh, and throw someone else on the bus?
And threw somebody else.
I don't even know if Kyle knows about this. Right before we were about to tell the story of what Buzz did. But Buzz started this all last week, walking around at night with no shoes on, right? He knew we were going to talk about this, and he came in here. And
he tried to preempt and strike it.
He was like, well, you know, someone else that used to work here did it, too. I mean, just, like, tried to make sure that we knew he wasn't the only one.
Oh, no, I do know about this. Yeah. Because he did it to me, too.
Yeah,
he was trying to plant the seeds.
Yeah, like, it wasn't that big of a deal because this guy did it,
which
too.
Good strategy because he knows one of us on the show is very messy and will name names.
Hugh.
Even accuse you of things that you're not.
Yeah.
Talk about me.
And then apologize for it, which is just wild behavior.
I apologize. I ain't going to do too much of that. Now, I will acknowledge when, you know, something, I might have done something that I ain't had no business doing, but I had an apology. Andrew didn't deserve an apology for that.
I think
he absolutely did.
I think that's...
He didn't, because it was more of a Freudian slip on my end, so we corrected that.
Well, hold on.
But if I say something really derogatory about you accidentally... It's still offensive.
Well, I cleaned it up immediately. Immediately cleaned it up.
So, okay.
You're lucky we have a dump button.
I also think you have to stop using the term Freudian slip for that, because Freudian slip implies that there is a subconscious truth to what you're saying.
Yeah, you
know what? I thought about that after I said it.
So now you've done him dirty twice in four days.
He'll be all right.
I'm not sure at this rate.
Andrew will be all right.
At this rate, I don't think
he will. Just said his name.
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing? Chris in Nazareth is up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Joe. How's it going, Hugh?
Hey,
Chris.
What's
going on, man?
You got your shoes on?
I keep my shoes on. Not take them off when I go home in my area, but yeah, I keep my shoes on.
Is your carpet in the studio, is it dirty?
I'm guessing maybe.
I wouldn't say it's super clean. Like, I don't know the last time it was vacuumed. It's not, like, gross, but it's not. Yeah, it could use a good vacuum.
Okay. Hey, I got to agree with Joe about Thompson, and I'll tell you why. I've always been a really harsh critic of him. But this year he's doing stuff that make me enjoy the game. Like, he's running. He's bunting. I think, was it a week or two ago, I saw them put down a squeeze play.
Yep, in Tampa, with Rojas, yep.
Yes, they had and they do double steals. And this is what's going to help them at the end of the year going into the playoffs. These are the little things that help out in a 3-2-4-3 game. And going forward, I don't see it stopping. And, you know, Turner, you know, look at Turner. Mm-hmm. He had the way he's swinging the bat.
I agree, Chris. They're playing a better brand of baseball. Like they're moving runners. They're hitting the ball. They're striking out less.
Absolutely.
And this is all – now, look, Kyle said earlier, he's right. The players had to buy in, but Topper put this idea in their head, especially Turner. Like, hey, don't worry about home runs. Get on base.
And I think, quite honestly, I think Nick Abel, I think he can step in and fill the void left by Alvarado without a problem. Because I know Alvarado, everybody's up in arms about that. Come on, man. He comes in sometimes and you're sitting there and it's like Mitch Williams all over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I don't see that with this kid. And he's very capable of coming in and going one or two innings.
So I think he is too. Now, we got to see if they transition him there and how quickly they do that. And, Chris, we appreciate it. They're still leaving him on the starters rotation. He pitched last week and pitched pretty well. Look, his stuff is real, and he was a first-round pick for a reason. So it won't surprise me if Abel finds his way back to this team and maybe into a bullpen role. I mean, they have a lot of decisions to make in the next 2 months. Who they're going to trade for, who they're going to transition to the bullpen, do they go to a six-man rotation, all of that. All right, let's check in with you people who have absolutely roasted you today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All over the place on the YouTube chat
today.
Okay.
Let's see what they have to say.
Yep. First was a few people who started off not too happy with you, Joe.
For giving Topper credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Topper must be Joe's uncle or something.
Okay.
For some reason, I guess all you do is give Topper credit and praise. You know, never put him on the hot seat before the season started. Just typical Joe Giglio.
Uncle Topper.
Yep.
Uncle T.
Some guy in here today, very upset about the pledge. Very
Why?
Upset
Why?
About it.
Because you didn't take it.
He said, yes, we all hate Topper because we didn't take your stupid pledge, Joe.
Oh, so they're mad at the pledge. He didn't take the pledge.
No.
You could just say in the chat, I didn't take the pledge.
Not pledge-like activity
That's right.
from that guy.
Just like Hugh Douglas.
That's all right, yeah.
Yep, okay.
Took the hedge, not the pledge.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy Scott says he doesn't give Topper credit until he gets traded and moves to the outfield, which I can accept that.
Boy, that's a mountain. We're asking to move a mountain there because that guy thinks he's a Hall of Fame shortstop.
Now, Hugh, would you give him credit if you were able to do that?
Topper for making him move?
Yeah.
He's not moving. But if he could, I'd be like, that's pretty impressive.
What about if he gets Ranger to move to the bullpen?
No, that ain't going to happen.
Well, okay.
Okay,
well,
say if he did. Would that be impressive?
You are. Okay.
That would be impressive. Well,
more than a golf clap?
Yeah, he'll get more than a golf clap.
He would get
a bigger extension of the
arms?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, all he has to do is just put Ranger in the bullpen. What is Ranger going to do about it? Mm-hmm.
Call his agent and be like, this dog don't hunt.
Wing.
Was that whining?
Yeah, he's going to cry about it. I always like a good stray attack at Hugh without context.
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas lives in La La Land.
Agreed. That is not a diss, though. That's
pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much reality.
Yeah, I do wonder what part of the show that was about, but it doesn't matter.
Right, right. Just want to give Hugh credit today for a great show. Oh, wait. Just doing his job.
Oh, he turned it around on you.
I mean, but that is my job.
I didn't think you were going to have an issue with that one.
Oh,
but
no.
Somebody did want to throw that in.
That is... What have I said since I've been here?
Oh, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, I've said that as long as Rod is not in my ear talking about your stuff stinks, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
That's it.
Someone said you are clearly lost with the cameras on you, especially as evidenced by Friday's slip-up at the end of the show.
Oh, we blame the YouTube cameras for the slip-up?
He's flustered.
I'm lost. How am I lost? I don't understand it.
Well, people thought the cameras were in your head.
We thought they were in your head.
You're worried about the cameras.
I ain't worried about the camera.
Well, you were for a while. Because you blended in.
No, because I was just worried about what, you know, like you could see my face and my smile.
Yeah.
You know, and all these grays.
And the cul-de-sac and everything.
Cul-de-sac. Yeah, I ain't worried about
that. Not surprising from Hugh, who doesn't even believe fans should high-five each other after wins.
Thank you for listening. Thank you, because I think that's goofy.
So I'm going to the game tonight. And
me
if
too.
If there's a big, all right, well, maybe I'll see you there. If there's a big moment. Why not?
Watching on TV.
Why don't you come? We'll hang out.
Or
maybe if there's a big moment, maybe I'll high five the people around me. Mm-hmm.
You could do that,
Kyle. Will you do that?
Of course.
What section are you in?
So I'm going to go standing room today.
Okay. I'll tell you my section. Tell you where I'm going to be. But you know what? Maybe Kyle and I will see each other after a big home
and
run.
You should take pictures. You should take pictures. Wait, and I would ridicule tomorrow when I come to work. You're like, what y'all doing? Looking like y'all did something.
Mm-hmm. No. Tobias Harris, Bryce Huff. Hugh Douglas loves overpaid, terrible athletes.
Really does. It's his favorite.
I can't really retort.
He has a type. He has a type.
I can't retort. There's nothing.
Yep. Speaking of Hugh, I love you, but, and you are an Eagles great.
But
Bryce Huff has more rings than you.
And that's the problem because?
I don't know. A lot of these are
see, can I just say this? Like, I live in a world where I did what I was supposed to do, or at least I feel that way. So by you telling me that I didn't win a ring.
But Bryce Huff did.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. Hell, I went to the Super Bowl, and I was in Jacksonville for a year before that happened. That's, so I mean,
we all remember.
Yeah, I mean, so what is that? I don't understand.
To defend Hugh for a second, did Bryce Huff really win a ring?
I mean, no, he did. He won one.
He was there.
He won one. He won one.
Well, it's the group. Group project where someone doesn't do anything and gets the A.
You cannot take that away from Bryce Huff.
Are you giving Bryce Huff credit for winning a ring, and you won't even give Topper?
No, Bryce Huff was Bryce Huff on the squad. It's a lot of cats that got Super Bowl rings that probably didn't do anything to get them, but they got one, and that counts. They were in the league,
right? Okay, he obviously is on the team. He gets a ring. They're going to do this ring ceremony in a couple days here, but like, can he call himself Super Bowl champion, Bryce Huff?
Yes.
Oh, that's disingenuous.
Yes, he can.
Ugh.
Yes, he can.
Well, that's a bad look.
Yeah, I mean, he can, he can wear his
not
ring.
Not here, not to me.
Well, you know, Philly's unique. I probably wouldn't wear it in Philadelphia.
What'd you do to help, Bryce? That's what I would say.
And you know what, Joe? There's probably a lot of other people out there would do the same thing.
I mean,
thing.
He just
and
didn't do anything.
And you know what I would tell them? I was on the roster. That's all he can say. Like, you're going to have to, Bryce, if you're listening, when you do wear that ring, and I think you should, yeah, just be ready for that heat. Because that heat coming. Yep. This is Philly. Mm-hmm. This ain't New York. And there's going to be some people that are probably, there's going to be some bold individuals that's going to say it to your face.
Yeah.
So I suggest that you don't swing on them. Just let it go. You're going to be swinging on a lot of folks.
I got one more. And okay. I'm pretty sure this guy was serious. First Hurts, then Kelsey, and now Topper.
Wow. The
envy
hit list
just seeps out of Hugh Douglas's pores.
Wow. Envious. Interesting.
The Mount Rushmore of those envy, that Hugh envies.
But you know, I look at it like this. I have arrived as a host, a talk show host, if I live rent-free in that person's head, that they remember the takes that I had.
You do. I would say 90% of the YouTube comments were about YouTube.
About my takes. That means I'm doing my job. I have transitioned from an ex-athlete to now I am
a straight
shock
hater.
Jock.
Yeah, straight hater.
Or hater or whatever.
Shock Douglas.
Furry.
Oh, God.
I like
All right,
that
let's
word.
End. Let's go from there to Herb in the Northeast. Hey, Herb.
Herb.
Joe, what are you messing around with my boy Hugh Douglas, huh?
What animal am I going to judge? Because you know they got, the furries are clicks, right?
You ever go to one of those conventions, Herb, the furry people?
I wonder what furry I would be.
Do I know what?
Yeah, we didn't hit him with something he ain't ready for.
Herb, what do you got? What do you think about Topper?
What I got, I'm on my way to Germantown to go bump this game, bro.
Okay, what time?
3:15. I'll be there in like 15 minutes.
Hugh, you're gonna check that game out?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm gonna go home.
Okay.
You know, the football stadium is right across the street.
My face still a little swole from my sinus infection.
What'd you do? You all right?
I had a sinus. Go home and take some marijuana.
Yeah. How you feeling about the Phillies right now, Herb?
I feel good.
Good.
Right, like I told you, 18 victories a month. They're like right there, pretty much 36. They're moving, you know, 33, 34, whatever.
We're doing a good job here, Herb. All right, Herb, we appreciate it. We'll talk tomorrow.
Is that what that is?
Well, I mean,
you ran, Herb.
Well, I mean, we're past our time.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm trying to, you know, be respectful to the next show.
Yeah, you are. You are, but. You know, when you put Herb on, you know you're gonna run long.
It's my fault. Yeah, that's on me. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Phil's tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.